It sounds like a bizarre request when I hear it back at me. Yeah, I've decided to do it. Just really, the reason is to try and get people involved in Festival of the Brain, which is an arts and science festival, which I am artist at residence with this year. It's a great festival because you get comedy and theatre, and it explores things like neuroplasticity, but it's also got sort of a social element to it as well. So it looks into different things each year, sort of maybe mental health related, or this year it's exploring dementia. But the theme of the festival this year is neuroplasticity and can you teach an old dog new tricks? As the artist in residence, I'm the old dog. So I'm trying to make certain lifestyle changes that are positive. So for 4 months now, I have not been drinking or smoking. I've been exercising every day and making all these, doing meditation, making all these changes. And what changes? And one of the things that I wanted to do was to make my life better, because I've got a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. So one of the things that I wanted to do was try and face my fears to see if this could be done, to see if this could be done and measured. And as a way of doing that, I am literally, because I'm a bloke and I really understand things very simply and basically and literally, I've decided to literally face my fears and get people to dress up as things I'm quite phobic about. Clowns obviously are terrifying. Monsters, they are terrifying from childhood. And everybody's greatest fear, I'm sure, is television presenter Noel Edmonds. I'm not for a second suggesting he's a bad person. That's not what this is. It's just there is something about the combination of the frosted tips and the designer beard and the Cuban heels that just freaks me out a little bit, I guess. He was, your archetypal trickster. He would sort of, the gotchas, his tricks and pranks and just sort of appearing in people's living rooms and things like that. I think I was very socially anxious as a kid, and I think the idea of Edmonds turning up in one of his noisy jumpers, expecting you to do stuff, it just set alarm bells ringing for me that have never really gotten over. This is just a little bit of fun. It's not. I'm not trying to make some massive creative statement. I just thought that it would be really, really funny to see a bunch of Noel Edmonds running through Folkestone